The Ram and Hammer Pub Recording Studio and Chocolate Lingerie Shop presents The Scarlet Wombat. This is the Scarlet Wombat's first podcast, Womcast, Womcast number one, and we will use it as a moment to introduce the Scarlet Wombat and discuss a little bit about the nature of this time of year, being the dark time, if you will, the shortest day of the year coming tomorrow, and being the dark time of the year. The Scarlet Wombat name derives from a time when I got a job about 20 years ago, and, oh, by the way, I'm Dan. Thought I would mention that. And people used to ask me what church I went to, and I didn't particularly care for the question. So what I did was I made something up. I said, oh, I go to the Church of the Scarlet Wombat. And they would stop and look and listen. And what's that? What's the Church of the Scarlet Wombat? Well, of course, once I had committed myself, I had to come up with something really quick as to what it was. So I thought about it and decided to tell them that the Church of the Scarlet Wombat was an organization that believed in chocolate, fun, holidays, festivals, feasts, any day an excuse for a feast or a party. Today, for example, is the Feast of St. Swizzlestick. As I was saying, this is a dark time of year in terms of the season for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. The shortest day of the year is tomorrow, as I sit here recording this, December 21st, that is, and it is called the winter solstice. It is the time when, in its orbit around the sun, the Earth is farthest from the sun. And the reason it's, of course, summer down in the south and winter up here is because of the tilt of the Earth's axis. But we'll save the astronomy lecture for another time. The dark time of the year, or the time when it actually begins to become lighter, because after the winter solstice, the days slowly begin to lengthen, has been a time throughout history when people had celebrations. It has always been a time of celebration, whether it was the Roman Saturnalia, or the feast of the birth of Mithras, or the Christian feast of Christmas or Christ Mass. Makes no difference. There has been a feast or a celebration around this time from time immemorial. And it is a good thing. It is a good time to celebrate. As the days get longer, we look forward to a new year. When our economy was more agricultural instead of industrial, it was absolutely critical to look forward to a new time of year, a time when the days would get longer, when eventually the warmth would come, spring would come, things would begin to grow, there would be a harvest, and a laying away of food for, again, another winter. It is a cycle of seasons. It repeats itself every year. Some pagans call it the wheel of the year. Being a pagan, I observe the seasons and the passing of the seasons as ritual times. This is a ritual time. We don't call it Christmas necessarily, we call it Yule, although I have no objection to Christmas. I'm not one of those who believes that we need to abandon saying Merry Christmas. I don't, but if somebody says Merry Christmas to me, I will happily respond Merry Christmas back to them. If they say Happy Diwali or Hanukkah or whatever, I'm perfectly happy to accord that as well, because every culture, every religion that I know of holds something special at this time of year. Even the Christian theme of the birth of a god or of the sun, using an English pun here, sun, S-O-N, and sun, S-U-N, is not unique to Christianity. There are a number of ancient religions that also celebrated and looked to the birth of their god, whether it was a sun god or just a god of some consequence at this time of year. It was always something to mark the turning of the season, the beginning of the longer days. It was very common in Celtic lands to have fires that burned all night long, beseeching the sun to return, asking it to come back. It's sometimes called sympathetic magic. You create the thing that you want to see happen. So they wanted the sun to come up the next day. They wanted the days to begin to be longer. And so they had bonfires that would serve to coax the sun, if you will, to rise again. I'm sitting here waving my hand up as though the sun's rising, realizing that this is not a video cast and you can't possibly see what I'm doing. But, well, there you go. What then does a pagan do for this time of year, you might ask? Well, much the same as anybody else does, because celebrating the winter solstice or the Christmas or the Yuletide time is a time for family, a time for friends, time for good food, and a time for gifts. And so, well, we do pretty much all the same things. I must admit, I don't go to midnight mass on Christmas Eve, and I don't have an angel on top of the Christmas tree, but I don't have a problem with the people who do. Actually, the top of our Christmas tree, I think, got bent because when my wife asked me to put something up there, it was so tall. It was 7 feet tall, and I'm not. I tried to reach up there, and I sort of bent the tree over to accommodate it, and it bent the top. But my wife says it looks more like a real tree that way. It's not. But she says it looks like one, so that's perfectly fine. We will let it be a real tree. I shrugged then, but, well, again, it's not a video cast, so you wouldn't know that I had shrugged, and I'm not sure that it makes any particular sound, so we will just go ahead and not worry about the visual components. And of course, food is a major part of this time of year. Whether you're a pagan or a Christian or almost any other religion in the world, any spiritual path, even if you have no spiritual path and simply celebrate the turning of the year and the solstice, food is an important thing. Whether it be a bowl of wassail. You know how I got that name, don't you? There was this southern fella who came along one day and he saw this big bowl of, well, it had, you know, the apple cider and the slices of orange and lemon and all the spices and everything else in it. And he looked at it and he said, "What's all in that thing there?" Well, I thought it was funny. Anyway, whether it's a wassail bowl or eggnog, maybe blessed eggnog, which is eggnog with a little bit of ethanol of one kind or another in it, or a roast turkey or roast ham or a roast prime rib. I'm going to do the latter two. Forget turkey. My Thanksgiving turkey was a disaster, so we'll skip that for Christmas and have a ham and prime rib. Thank you very much. No matter what it is, whether it's just a family gathering or an open house with 300 friends, it is a time of year that most everyone celebrates and holds as a time when good things happen. And so the dark time of year actually ends up being one of the lightest times of year in terms of human relations. Would that we would stretch that to the entire year. It's sort of funny. The grocery stores will have contributions you can make so that people can have a Thanksgiving and a Christmas dinner, as if those are the only two dinners a year they need. Or perhaps the local food pantry is collecting, you know, making extra collections this time of year, as though people don't need food in the summertime or in the spring or in the fall, but they do. Maybe we can turn our attention towards being as generous the rest of the year as we are now, or at least trying to. I just heard a funny beep. Well, I don't know what that is, but we'll find out, won't we? Or at least trying to turn our thoughts and our minds towards improving the human condition. That's a good purpose for us. The human condition certainly needs improving, and nobody's going to do it except humans. Well, that, I think, is the sum and substance of the first WOMcast. This is the Scarlet Wombat wishing you a very pleasant holiday, regardless of how you observe it or what you do during it. A couple of brief acknowledgments here at the end. First, to Magnatunes.com for the theme music, which they have very kindly provided, and of which they have many, many samples of very high quality. And second, to a gentleman who's given me a lot of coaching and a lot of assistance in getting both the equipment and the software going here, thanks to Neil. I appreciate the help very, very much. Take care, all.